We have an exciting show tonight. I say nervously because Tracy is in complete control of this show tonight.
I am. I'm just, you know, I've got this locked in.
Tracy?
Huh?
What are you doing?
Meet my chocolate.
Your chocolate?
So.
What? Are you kidding?
So, you know,
we manifested chocolate.
We made our announcement that we needed chocolate, remember? Mm-hmm. And so I got one with caramel.
That'll teach you.
So I want to thank Dave and Diana for shipping me some chocolate. This
oh my
is
goodness.
Homemade candy, and it is delicious. And you'll have to take my word for it.
But well, we can tell by the look on your face. And the
and I went and made some coffee to go
and
with
you're
it.
Like, well, no.
I'm going to be making all kinds of weird noises eating chocolate. It's going to be great. Oh.
Now she can't talk. Thank you. Send more caramel. So she can't talk and ask me these questions that she and her son created.
Yes. So tonight, it's so exciting. We have five categories. Oh. And you know, we were like, hey, every week we're trying to figure out what are we going to talk about, right? I just let you off the hook. I mean, you were busy. I said, I'll come up with some things. So we got five categories, kind of like one of those game shows. So you get to pick.
Yeah, but you know, when they do those game shows, they know what the category is about.
Oh, you're gonna get the categories here.
Okay, okay.
All right. You got space, time, and reality.
Okay.
One category. Animals. Afterlife.
After, okay.
Mm-hmm. New Earth.
Okay.
And manifesting.
Oh my goodness. These are wonderful topics, wonderful categories. So
right?
Yeah.
And so like Julia said, my youngest son helped me to write these up. He's 16. And he helped me write them up last night. So mm-hmm. That ought to be pretty good. Do we have any announcements to make before we get going on that? I do have something I got to do. I've got to get these. You can make some sort of weird announcement of something random because I've got to get the show posted and all.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Get it out there.
Yeah. I want everybody to be able to hear Julia answer these questions. So, you know, we're teamworking this thing.
Yeah.
It'd be really good. Okay, so I'm almost there. Almost. I hope everybody's joining us live. I'm going to be in the chat room. Now, I don't think all of these different places I posted, I think they all have their own separate chat room. So I'm going to tell you guys, I'm over on the BBS radio chat room. I'm on that link. So
if you want her to see what you say.
If you want me to see what you're saying, you got to go over to that one. And I'll do my best to keep up on all that. So I kind of feel like we should spin a wheel or something, but it doesn't work like that, does it? So you get to pick, because I wasn't that fancy. I didn't like get a wheel to spin.
Space, I know. You can run your finger up and down, just like on the table, and then I'll say stop when I feel like you should stop. Okay.
Here we go. Running finger up and down. Running finger. Ready?
Stop. You kept going.
Manifesting. No, I have two different sheets here.
Oh,
so you had me stop when I was like kind of in between the sheets of paper.
Well, the manifesting one got answered with your chocolates.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Yeah. That's how simple it is.
My life.
And the universe sends.
My life
sometimes is in the form of people.
You know, and this got to the office a couple of days ago, and I'm just getting back to the office. So I just wanted them to know that I am eating very hearty chunks of chocolate right now. And Dave and Diana will be calling you about 1 a.m. when I can't go to sleep because I ate so much chocolate.
Yeah, chocolate and coffee.
Mm-hmm. Coffee.
Yeah.
Manifesting.
Manifesting, yes.
We're just going to start off with an easy question. Okay. Question number one under manifesting. Can anyone manifest anything?
Yes, you already do. Anyone already manifests anything. They already manifest everything in the world. So if you can do that, then you can manifest anything else in your world that you want. You know, right now you're doing it without realizing that you're putting that out to the universe and you're getting it whether you want it or not, but it's what you're thinking about. So in some way you're attracting it, because usually it's what your thoughts are. Thoughts and words, they create and they attract. So you're doing it unconsciously if you're not consciously trying. So all you have to do is shift it, be aware of it, and now put it out there. It's like, this is what I want, and keep your mind clear on it, because it's really easy to put stuff out there and then negate it or make it really vague, you know, and it's not specific and things like that. And that messes it up, and that you'll see how it comes, because it comes to you. Whatever you're doing, it will come to you. So if it's not looking the way you want it, then you might look at what you're thinking and what you're saying.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. I feel like the sugar might be kicking in.
Uh-oh. Oh. Yes, he's over here.
We've got Rocket.
I'm working on keeping him calm.
Yeah,
it's raining, so I can't have him go outside during the show.
No, we don't want to do that to the poor baby.
Okay.
I got chocolate for him. That'll settle him down.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And the carpet shampooer for later. Okay, so I'm just going to read them off again. Go with the first one that jumps out to you.
Okay.
Space-time reality, animals, afterlife, new earth, and manifesting.
Well, because of the way you said animals, I think that's where you want to go next. Animals?
Animals! Okay. Well, if we're going to do that, I'm just going to, since Rocket made an appearance, I'm just going to go to the Rocket question. Okay. The question to you today for Rocket is, have you started his fan page yet?
No, I haven't. I will probably need help doing that. Just be honest, I have never done a fan page, and I've never done anything like that for an animal. So I mean, you know, I don't know how to do it.
I'm thinking he needs a whole QHHT hoodie, he needs a whole line of his own products. Mm-hmm. I think I know someone that can help you.
Okay.
Shall we try again? Yes. Space and time reality and animals. Afterlife. I'm just kidding.
But I was feeling space and time reality.
Yes, that's good. Okay. Okay, so question number one, under space and time reality, what happens if two timelines collide?
Okay, can you maybe give me a little more information there? Two timelines collide. What do you, can you please?
Is this a phone a friend?
Rephrase that.
Phone a friend. Okay. You got two timelines, right? We've got multiple timelines. Every time we're making a decision, and especially a big one, we put ourselves on a timeline.
Right.
So what happens if you've got two timelines that are really super close together and they collide?
Well, what I'm getting is that those are points of that where something, it didn't matter what timeline you're on, it was going to happen. So it's almost like a nexus point or something like that.
These like are things that fated moment or something.
Fated moments. You had them planned in there. So they're going to happen no matter what timeline you're on. They're going to happen. So it's like that. That's what I got as you went like that. So yeah. Actually, I got right before you did it. And then that just made it even more. But it's like they're going to cross. That means that event is going to happen.
Okay. And interesting. Anything else on that?
You have different things going on in the different time. But if they're close, you know, that makes more sense. But if you have really different things going on, it's like, it'd be interesting to see what chain of events took place in each one to get them to that point. And, you know, you see some shows doing that. Yeah. I love it how movies and TV shows are picking up on this now and having fun.
Makes for a good show.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just to thinking about it. But you'll see it's like, okay, they arrived at the same point, but they did it with different chain of events to get there.
Mm-hmm. I watched something on, I think it was I want to say it was Primetime Video, but I can't remember which one. So please don't shoot the messenger. Mandala Effect. And it was a movie.
Okay.
They, you know, the guy's going through the movie and he's discovering all of this stuff and, you know, the synchronicities and the all the weird things that are happening. It's like, oh, this used to be called this and now it's called this. And I remember it this way. You know, all of those things. Yeah. It made a good show and I really loved the ending. So I won't.
Yeah, and that's what I really feel like the Mandela Effect is. It's just different, you know, shifting dimensions, shifting timelines. You know, and it's just, it's like if nothing else that's happening in the world is getting you to wake up. And that if that bothers you, then that means it's getting you to pay attention and it's waking you up.
I like that. Yeah. Pay attention. Mm-hmm. That's the good stuff. So, all right.
Afterlife.
I marked that off. Afterlife. Okay. Well, here's the simple beginning of afterlife. Is there an afterlife?
Yes.
Okay. Next. I like this. I like the laughter. Yes. So what happens in the afterlife? Tell me what your version of afterlife, what your thoughts are on that.
Well, you know, we have, you know, there's a thought that, okay, we are the body and when the body dies, it, you know, that's it. It's the end of it. But we are not our body. We are a soul, a spirit residing in a body. So the body may die, but we go on. And so that's what the afterlife is where it's where we go when we're done with this, call it a suit of clothes, you know, this costume that we've been wearing to play this role in this life. And then this is over, we go. And it's, you know, it can be a lot of different things. We've heard so many things in sessions about where we go, but it's usually we go to the spirit side and we're, you know, we're preparing for the next one. It's just whenever I get into the simultaneous time, see, it's a little harder to make that work now. So, because in linear, that works beautifully. It's like, okay, you go through this life and then you die and you go to the spirit plane and then you do this work and, you know, whatever it is you're doing and then preparing, you know, maybe learning more stuff and then you're preparing for the next one, making, you know, getting all your meetings together and then you come into the life and, you know, that works beautifully. But now you put them all happening and occurring at the same time, then where does that happen in there? Unless it's just another thing, it's just another part of it. You know,
and
happening. Yeah, what I'm getting right now is this got just really complicated to that simple question. Okay.
No, it's good. The complication.
Well, it just went convoluted. What they're showing me now is, they've been telling me this for a little while now. And it was like, this is something new. It's not new. It's like something I've wondered about, but now it's like they're confirming it. So it's like, I think my mind anyway, maybe others have been able to handle it for a long time, but my mind can conceive the concept now. It can actually understand
it. It's fine a little while.
Mm-hmm. And so it's like, it's saying, yeah, it's just like, you know, just like the way to understand simultaneous time is to look at these things as events. So you're just looking at almost like space-time events.
Yeah.
And so it might, you know, because we have a lot of events within our current life that can be looked at as another life, because I guarantee you, I'm not the same person I am now than I was when I was five, maybe, or when I was a teenager, you know, or when I was in my 20s. I mean, these are different times. We have different things happening. It's almost like those are different lives, but that's kind of how we look at them. You know, it's like we don't go through our life unless somebody's asking us, well, what happened? You know, let's move through your life chronologically. But you remember your life by events. And usually if you're trying to remember a date or something happened, you remember it around something that happened, right?
Right.
You know, well, yeah, when was that? Oh, yeah, that was when this was going on.
I do that all the time. Like, I have my little herd of dogs and that's how I keep track of how old the oldest one is. It's like, mm-hmm. Oh, you were born when Jaden was like almost a year old. So Jaden, exactly. 16, that makes you 15. I do that all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah. You'll do it around other events. And so it's the same way with other lives. See, they're just other events, they might be in another dimension. They might be in another time period. They might be, you know, it might be 100 years ago. It might be, it's just, they're all like that, but they're all, they're all we can access any of them. That's what happens with hypnosis, is we're just tapping in to those events. And we're, you know, that's what we can say, we're time traveling. We're doing, it's like we're, these things are actually happening at the current time. They're just in other time periods or other dimensions or other things like that. So if we kind of looked at them this way instead of linear, so now that spirit plane is also in there, you know, so it's an event. It's an event that's happening. So
you're saying that there's another version of you that might be in a regression right now viewing this life as Julia.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or might be on a spaceship mm-hmm. watching us do this show.
Yeah. Well, that's a given. I mean, hello.
Right.
It's us.
Yeah, it's from another dimension. And they're like, okay, yeah, okay, you're on track. All right. Yeah. Whatever you're doing.
I like it. That's perfect. Okay. You ready to move on, or you got more to say on this? Because this is pretty deep.
We'll probably get into more as with whatever other questions you have, unless I start answering them ahead.
Well, I just want to tell people that are just starting to join us, what's happening is I have 5 categories. Julia is picking a category. I'm asking a question. I want to say hi to everybody in the chat. We've got a handful of people that did join us over here. I'm in the BBS radio chat. If you guys want to be over there, I don't know. I think it's going to give me both. I think it's all going to be BBS if you open it up to chat. So I think it all goes to the same place, I'm hoping, so I don't miss any of you guys.
That'll make it easier for you.
I played a little bit, pulled up the one in the Dolores Cannon page and clicked on it, and it opened up to the same page. So I'm hoping that I got all of your chats in there.
Well, I'm so glad you joined us, so thank you so much for being here.
And Judy even made it, and she wasn't going to get to, so she made it for a minute. She says, fantastic. I'm going to check in. Okay. You guys are awesome. Thanks for being here with us. Okay. So we're back to the categories. The categories are space, time, reality, animals, afterlife, new earth, or manifesting.
Well, we haven't done new earth yet.
Let's do new earth. Okay. So the first question I have on here is kind of simple, because you probably hear some of this stuff from all the practitioners. Is there anything, any new news for the new earth? Anything new coming in?
You know, like the newest thing, it's everybody keeps waiting for some like that, something, what else do we need to know? Is there anything new? Is there some event going to happen? And then, now we're waiting for something. And, you know, they've been telling me for years, it's already here. We've just got to believe it, and then you'll see it. And it's all a matter of you shifting. It's your shifting your consciousness, and it's your belief and things like that. So that's where it's an individual shifting to the new earth. It's an individual. Everybody's going to have their own experience, you know? Yeah. So to say, okay. And so what the latest thing is that it's, you know, these things that are happening, like any time there's some kind of, an earth, I don't like the word calamity, but I'm not sure what else to call something, but there's something like that gets us kind of shook.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I was saying earlier, you know, it's like, that's what, like the Mandela effect, that's what it's about, to shake your world. You know, if you have things happening in your life that shake your world, shake your foundation, it's you trying to get your attention to what you're doing. Cause it's all about us waking up and moving into this, just moving into that other frame of consciousness. So, and as you do that and you believe and allow, you will see the new earth. But if you believe the illusion that's here of the 3D, then you're going to stay there. You know, that's your choice. It completely is your choice. So now, as far as anything new, I had something and then I kind of lost it with all my jabbering. And so,
you know, I actually had a client today that had an amazing experience, and it took us a little bit. Well, it took me a little bit as I was asking the questions to evolve this lifetime, what was actually happening. But she saw herself as like a scientist in the lab, and she was working with energy and what energies would merge together and which ones didn't. And I hope I do this thing justice, because it was really cool to walk through this with her. She is saying, you know, she's taking, there's these energies will come together. These energies over here, they don't want to merge with these energies, but they can, merge with these energies. So the experiment is to see if you can get these to merge over here with those.
Oh.
And then outside of the building that she was in were all these people wandering around. And so I asked, well, how does this affect all the people that are walking around? Oh, well, you know, and then she starts explaining things that start to kind of lead to the idea that, oh, she's talking about the new earth. You know, as these like-minded energies come together, they form this reality. And the reality is, you know, starting to beautiful green trees, perfect weather, mm-hmm. rivers and gorgeous views and, you know, just describing utopia. And then there was this other group that could only see things in almost like a deserty, dusty storm. And they could never see the color. She said, these people over here see everything in color. And these guys see everything with this fog, you know?
Right.
And then we moved her forward. Well, what happens? What's the next thing? And she says, well, this beautiful group of, you know, this energy that comes together keeps growing, and more of these over here are starting to join this, and it gets bigger and bigger, which is making it more frustrating for the ones that haven't joined because their area is getting smaller and smaller. It was so cool to listen to her talk about it because
nobody would understand them because
no.
Why don't you see things my way?
Exactly. Yeah. And so it was really fun to go through that with her, because in the beginning I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh, I don't even know where to take these questions, because she's seeing fog and bricks. Well, the fog was everything that's merging together and blending together. And, you know, it was this misty energy that could infuse with itself, you know, and then there's the bricks that they're just solid. They can't move. They're just there and they don't move. I'm like, okay, what's the next question, guys?
Really.
But yeah, so that's what it ended up evolving to is mm-hmm. this experiment to bring these energies together, and what would happen if they were to merge.
Yeah.
And then it evolved more into that story. So I thought, oh my gosh, that's New Earth. She's talking about New Earth.
Well, so, let me ask you a question. Remember Mount Shasta, because you were in Mount Shasta with us, right? And we had a lot of people there together, like-minded people together. Do you remember what the vibration, I mean, what that was like? Can you describe that?
Yeah. You know, and I had that same experience when I was in Eureka Springs, mm-hmm. where it just felt very euphoric.
Yeah.
And like, it was almost like I couldn't stop smiling. Everything was going so good. And it was just like meeting these people and everybody, you know, when you go out and you're gathering with a collective of people, it's usually, so how are you? Oh, you know, the dog chewed up my shoes and, you know, and it goes down this trail of woe's me. Mm-hmm. Not at all in these groups, you know. It's like, hey, how are you doing? Oh my gosh, I had the best journey the other day, or I did this clearing, or I did this thing, and I went into a whole nother dimension. And it's like, you just don't get these experiences anywhere else.
Or I met my dragon.
Yeah. Yay. But yeah, just fantastic. And and I was having that experience in Atlanta too. And remember when I was up on that
on the mountain,
whatever floor that was, it was way up, but it was, I kept getting all this kind of like wonky weird feeling, and then I wouldn't get it anywhere else, but my floor was right, you know, it was up high, but it was above the lobby. When I'd go down in that lobby, I'd feel that same weird wonky feeling, and I'm like,
oh, that's right, not the hotel. So it was
the hotel.
Yeah.
And so I would get that wonky feeling in the lobby, but I would also get it in my room, which was, you know, about what, 5 floors up from the lobby, but it was still right above the lobby. And it's like, what is going on? There was a vortex sitting there, mm-hmm. and that was, I was sleeping in that every night. So same thing. It was like, ooh, yeah, we had some good fun and laughter there. So that's, you know, to me, and I didn't want to go home. I was like, no, don't send me home. Julia's like, I'm done with you. This is like week number 3. Get out
away from these events. You know, we just come. And it is weird because you go to the airport, you go to these things, and all of a sudden you're around on the southern, and it starts coming back in. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, definitely it's a different experience. And I can feel it energetically throughout my whole body. And now I sustain that energy longer and longer and longer. You know, it's most of my experiences, knock on wood, how superstitious was that? But our 5D, you know, it's like even, you know, when the world comes crashing down, we get to decide how we're going to respond to that. And, you know, I make such different choices than I did 5 years ago, even or 2 years ago, you know. And so it's interesting to look at, you know, how do I respond today versus, you know, mm-hmm. 5 years ago, 10 years ago, right, when I was in my 20s. Or
I think that's a big part of it, is that's why we create events in our lives, so that we can see our reactions, our responses, because that shows us, it's like a Geiger counter for ourselves as to how we're growing and developing along our path. So simple. So it's good. You have to look at that. What am I doing here? What am I looking at? How am I reacting? Because that will tell you where you are with yourself in that growth.
Yeah. And manifesting and creating from this space has been a heck of a lot different than manifesting and creating from the place where I was in that lack and that you know, not worthy, not loving myself enough, you know. And now I'm having a whole different experience with it. Am I enjoying all of the ride? Well, you know, there's some bumps in the road that aren't so fun, but
they're experiences, you know. And that's what
they are, because that's how I'm reacting to them. That's
exactly,
you know, it's like, okay, I'm being faced with this, I have this challenge, what am I going to do with it? And, you know, I can't say I'm perfectly non-reactive to it. Of course I'm reacting to it. But then when I pull myself out of that and sit with it and think about it and look at the journey with it, and, you know, then I start getting the answers, or start seeing a pathway to take with it, and see things shift and move. And of course I'm surrounded by wonderful friends who also give me high vibrational advice and keep me in that direction as well. So I'm lucky.
Yes.
I'm lucky, and I have chocolate.
And I think lucky is such a beautiful word. And I almost think sometimes we're afraid to use it, but use it. Go ahead and say, I am so lucky. I am so lucky, and see what starts happening in your life.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I do over here, oh, I don't have either of the decks sitting here. I make my own deck of cards out of just playing cards, right? And I write down like my affirmational things on them. And that's one of the things I have on there, is you're attracting all kinds of luck today, or you're manifesting magic. Look for, you know, and I put those kinds of things on there so that I can pull them. And then it reminds me every day to go into my day with that attitude. And so that might be something people want to do. Just go get a deck of cards and write your own little messages on them, affirmations on them, and then every day pull a couple of cards just to remind yourself what your goals are. What are you trying to achieve? So, yeah, it's good stuff. You ready for the next one?
Yeah, I'm feeling manifesting again. Manifesting. I think it's what we started with before. But
okay. Well, I think we already covered. The question is 3 tips to fast track manifesting. So maybe we're kind of on that. So.
Mm-hmm. It really keeps coming down to it's just your, you know, you're monitoring your thoughts, and you keep clear, you keep your thoughts clear. You don't let a lot of distraction come in there, you know, so you stay, it's not that it's focused, but it's just, you just monitor, because we have so much stuff that we're exposed to, and it's really easy to get caught up in the distractions and in any else's drama or any advertising. I mean, on the media, it's real easy to pull that in and go and just start blah, 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 you know, going down that road. And that's where it's like you monitor what you allow in and just keep it clear. You know, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm thinking. This is what I want. This is, so it's not like you have to be thinking it constantly for 24 hours a day. It's nothing like that. It's just, you've got it, you put it out there. You're not attached to the outcome. It's like, this is what I want, but this, it can come back better. So that's where it's like this or something better. It's nice to put out there because it allows it to go out and do its thing. And then you just release it, but and when I'm talking about the other thoughts that can detract from us, like when you come in with doubt and you start coming in with things that just completely negate it, well, it's not going to happen if you're sending out now opposite thoughts. It's like, oh, that's silly. I can't get that. I don't deserve that. You know, so it's like, that's just too much.
Not good luck. That kind of stuff never happens for me.
No. Yeah. See, what you just did is you just cut it off. I mean, it's like, give it a chance. Let it.
It's like you got the big fish on the line and then you're like, oh, it's too hard to reel that in. Snip.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, exactly. So that's where that I'm so lucky. See, that's a great one to put out there because you could send this out. It's like, no, it's doing its thing. Know that the, gosh, what can we call them? You know, sometimes we can say the angels take it or whatever, but we can call it our workforce, you know, whatever we want to call it. They've got our question and they're out there doing their things because things have to start moving and shifting to get that to happen. Right. So it's like, okay, that's out there. It's being worked on. So what you can do to help it along its way is like, I am so lucky. Is it you or Sarah that one of hers is, I am so spoiled by the universe?
Well, I don't know if Sarah does it. I definitely do it.
Okay, that was it. It was you that I knew. It was like one of you had been talking to both of you in a short period of time, and one of you said it. I'm like, oh, I'm taking that one, and I do.
The universe spoils me. That's how I say it. The universe spoils me.
And see, and that way, then that helps you. It's like, it doesn't have to come down to deserving and like that. It's like, this is what the universe does for me.
Yeah.
I'm so lucky and they just keep taking care of me. It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm so spoiled.
Let the universe spoil you.
Yeah.
You lucky duck. Mm-hmm. And you deserve it. Mm-hmm. You deserve it.
And so that's where you keep saying those things and you're saying it to yourself. Nobody else needs to hear you. You know, they're, oh my God, they're going to think I'm crazy. This is your own.
Don't worry. Thing. We already think you're crazy.
We know it. So we're all crazy. This is the crazy club. So, you know, but if that's what it takes, you know, to have what you want, to have the world that you want, that's a small price to pay in my book. I mean, to be your, because to me, to be crazy means you're being your authentic self. You're just letting it out there. You know, you're not putting on masks and armor and facades of this is how I'm supposed to be. Just you. Because that takes a lot of effort to be whoever else, you know.
Yeah. And hopefully we're good examples of that on here. We're, you know, we're not trying to be perfect. We're just being us. And mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I think we're constantly wonderful examples of that.
Yeah. We got this down. Okay. Next subject.
Okay.
You want me to read them off again? See what bounces out?
I'm feeling I'm probably going exactly the same order I did
before. Space-time reality?
I'm feeling space-time. I bet you I'm going in the same order, aren't I?
Okay. No, you're not. You're doing great. You're very random. Okay. And if you're just tuning in, I have 5 categories for Julia to pick from, and I have questions written down in each category.
How many points do I get for these?
You get -3 for each one that you answer correctly. So.
I don't like negative.
It all works out in a positive
way. I don't want negative. I want positive.
You get good luck points for everything.
Yay, I'm so lucky.
So the second question here, where do you envision yourself in 15 years from now?
Oh my gosh, 15 years?
Yeah, space-time reality. You're traveling through time. You're going 15 years forward, and you're in a healthy body in the 5D Earth, where aging doesn't happen. So don't.
You're gonna love this one. I'm just hearing so loud Hawaii. That's all I'm hearing. Hawaii. So
perfect.
Yes, healthy, active.
Okay. You got to ask for this one again. This is a Jaden question. So space-time reality. You ready?
Uh-huh.
If you were to visit an alien planet, what do you envision it would look like? What's the technology, living, and culture like? So go to an alien planet.
Well, you know my favorite alien planet. That's where I always go to. I think it's my, it's got some major, I don't know if it's my home planet. That's always like, we come from all kinds of places. So we have
every experience you can think of.
Yeah, absolutely. So, but maybe it's one that I feel so connected to it. And that's the water planet. And although I was also saying orange and there must be a chocolate planet too.
I went to the chocolate planet. Uh-huh. So delicious.
Anyway, I mean, that whenever I do meditations or I do things where I'm connecting to some really old stuff, it's that water planet where, you know, so with water beings on there. And
and when you were in that planet, remind me, you were one of the water beings, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and swimming. And all I really noticed, I couldn't see the bodies, but you know, they might've been dolphin, like, I don't know, but I couldn't see. Main thing what I saw were eyes, and it's like, you're doing a lot of swimming and twirl and things like that, like swimming around others and stuff. And maybe it was the eyes because that was the consciousness. I don't know, but it was like, I really don't remember bodies much. It was eyes and vibration.
Yeah, and it was a very loving vibration.
My gosh. It's that kind that makes you cry. It's just, every time I go there, I cry.
Yeah, just wanting to go home, be in the water. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that, you know, that's pretty common, actually, for that water. I've had people go to the water world quite a bit. And that emotional connection to mm-hmm. it is very common. It has to be like one of the most loving lifetimes you could probably live.
Yeah. And it's almost like, I don't know what, I mean, don't do a whole lot. Just do a lot of swimming.
I mean, what are your responsibilities? You eat and you swim.
I don't even remember.
Hang out with your buddies.
I just remember swimming. just having fun.
There's got to be chocolate there, right?
Probably.
Probably a chocolate, you know, little.
Yeah. Yeah, they had a chocolate fountain over there.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Put the chocolate fountain in the water world. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, that's one. Then there's also, I haven't seen it so much, but I'm picking up on the vibration of it right now. And that's, I don't know if it's Arcturus or it's somewhere up in that vicinity. It's somewhere, I'm just feeling it. Now, maybe it was because we're talking about the other one. Oh, I'm feeling all this love. So, it's like that one I can see because I've seen it before. This other one, I'm not seeing it. I just feel it. So that's interesting. But I know it's different than the other. So I don't know. You tap into Arcturus. So is it a loving, is it hit you here?
The Arcturians, yeah, they're very loving, but also obviously they have humor. You've seen them come through with that humor. But yeah, they're very much loving. They very much want us to be successful and they're very encouraging that way. The ones that are surprisingly, the ones that surprise me are the mantis beings because, you know, you can hear so many different things online through different channels and different versions of it. But my experience with the mantis beings is they are so committed to helping us figure out our frequency and vibration and they always come into the other sessions that I do where they're working with the, with our empath, with our telepathy, third eye, any psychic abilities, they come in and help us because some of us take them on so strong that we don't know what's yours, what's mine, what, you know, that empath thing going on. And so they come in and work with your frequency so that you can be the filter. You take the information and everything else goes and you're not carrying it anymore. And having a shift happen with that. So they kind of surprise me because they're very dedicated. I'm used to the Arcturians with the goofy sense of humor and, you know, they're all over the board and then a mantis being will come in and it's very, very, I don't know if loving is the right word. Cause like a Lyran comes in and you just want to hug them. Right. Mm-hmm. But the mantis comes in and it's like, It's kind of like that parent that you know loves you, but they want you to get straight A's. But they do it in such a loving way. It's like, here, let me show you. Let me show you. Let, you know, keep doing that until you get it. So anyway, I'll let that go now. Mm-hmm. You want another one?
Okay.
All right. Which category?
You want animals.
Animals. Okay.
I think we are going in the same order.
Do animals have healing qualities?
Healing qualities or healing abilities?
Same thing. Yeah. Healing abilities. Can they be healers?
I believe so. Yes. Yeah. I mean, you have cats, but I'm not sure how much interaction you have. Cause I think your kids mostly have, aren't they mostly interacting with your cats or?
Pretty much. Yeah. Yeah.
But if one thing I've noticed, like when I used to, if I wasn't feeling well or something, you notice like your cat might come up and they do that business, you know, on your abdomen or something like that, you know, and they just kind of know and they
do the little purring and needling and massage. Yeah.
Another thing, you know, and this is kind of an off way, but yeah, I believe it. Okay. We'll answer that one first and then I'll kind of go to this off thing. It's like an outside way of accomplishing an objective here. Because animals are just so, they are loving, unconditional. And so that in itself, I mean, when you encounter animals, you know, and stuff, and you just want to love on them. Well, see, that's a healing tribute right there. It will be very healing to people. And they've proven, you take dogs into hospitals and people interact, and cats, I mean, if people just pet them, it heals them, things like that, or it definitely, you know, helps their health. So in that way, see, they're it's just done differently. It's not like, oh, I'm going to lay my hands on you and you're going to, you know, whatever. It's not always that, you know, it's just. Yeah. So
I heard a really cool story once with just like even chickens, you know, it's like, they brought chickens into like a retirement home where everybody was kind of bored and sitting around. Da, da, da. Yeah. And all of a sudden they took the courtyard and they put a chicken hutch in there and they let these guys take care of, you know, well, let them, they asked them to take care of the chickens, you know, and not only did they bond with the chickens and start developing that kind of a relationship, but it also, they had to take care of the chickens. They had to feed them, water them, clean up after them, all that stuff. And it gave them something to do and something to bond over. And it created a whole community of these people that were taking care of the chickens and the courtyard. And, you know, so there is that element too. And, you know, when you get a pet, now all of a sudden you got these responsibilities, you got to take care of the pet.
Right.
You know, some people that are fighting depression, now they've got something to take care of. They've got to do something outside of themselves. And it starts to help. Mm-hmm. So I've seen the animals do all kinds of amazing things. And yeah, when I've gone through my stuff, you know, they've been there. They sit on your lap and you're crying and you're, you know, just
they're always
all of your boo-hoos. And I was down and they kicked me. And puppy will just lick you and make it all better. Mm-hmm. Or the cat will purr and help you shift out of it. And
absolutely.
So, yeah. So yeah, I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mean to cut you off if you were on your way to something.
No, I was. You know, that's good. That was finishing that. No, when I had it was a dog. Let's see, Toby. I got him in 2005. So we're talking. You know, it's a little ways, while ago, and I had been learning some of the energy work, but I wasn't really doing anything with it. And I was just starting to kind of play with it a little bit, but I was very, very reluctant. I was just like, something about it just kind of scared me almost. I mean, it was just kind of funny, you know, that
happened to your power, power, power.
I didn't know. I was afraid to try because I didn't know if I still, I mean, I've had it in the class and it was there, but then a little span of time went by and now it's like, okay, do this. And I'm like, I don't know if I still have it. Because I didn't understand it, you know. So anyway, I was walking with my dog. I mean, he was like maybe a year old, maybe somewhere in there, he was maybe just under a year old, whatever, walking with him, and we were walking on the country road, and he loved to chase cars. He loved to chase trucks. And it's like, oh, you know, this is, and he just, I mean, he could run so fast. Anyway, he just ran after him. Well, this one truck came by and he goes running after it. And I'm just like, goodness. Well, I don't know what happened, but it ran, the back tire ran over his leg. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, and he's, I mean, I saw it do it, the whole thing. It was right there. And he's just, you know, that leg looks bad. And scared me. I scooped him up and I'm heading for the house. And it's like, I got to get him to the vet. I got to do this. And halfway, I mean, this driveway is a good long driveway, you know? So I'm like halfway down the driveway. He leaps out of my arms and goes running. And I'm like, wait a minute. I just saw you get run over. You know? And so I thought, not, and immediately, it was really weird. Immediately, I heard, you did that. And talking about me, it said, you did that, you know? And so I got up to, at that time I was staying with my mother, and I went there, and one of her friends, was visiting, and they were talking, and I'm like, I was like, you're not gonna believe what just happened. So I explained it, and I said, is it possible that animals might have something happen to have you help them so that you can, they said, absolutely. They do it all the time. They will get hurt so that you can see the healer in you, you know, so that it helps you discover that. So, because so many times we're afraid to admit that we can do things, you know, that, cause that was back before I was acknowledging.
Well, and growing up in religious, you know, backgrounds and stuff, they don't want you to know that you can do things. You know, you got to go to the priest or the minister or whoever to get your healing. And so it's not common knowledge that we all have this gift and ability. It's right. It's the select few. Mm-hmm. And the anointed ones that, yeah. Well, we're all anointed.
We are all anointed. We all have abilities, you know. Yes. It just sometimes it takes things to get you to recognize it, you know, to get you to realize it. It's really about remembering. It's always about remembering. You always have it. It's just remembering it and then understanding what to do with it. And as you start acknowledging, then more will come in, or even, you know, what you're acknowledging will come in stronger. So, you know, it's okay to be special. It's okay to have abilities, because we all are. Yes, we are all special and we all have abilities.
Okay. Oh gosh, some of these questions. You could tell it was late when I did this. Again, here we go. Space, time, reality, animals, afterlife, new earth, or manifesting.
I'm feeling afterlife. I guess we're just going to keep going this order. So.
Okay. I'm going to actually be, because I want to make sure we get the best of the questions.
Okay.
With all the different belief systems, heaven looks different to each person. So when people exit the body, how does that play out for them?
It plays out. What I understand is it plays out in what you believe at the very beginning. It will show up the way you're expecting it to look. Remember, thoughts are things. So, and it doesn't want it to be, I mean, it's not to be a big jolt, you know, or anything. It's like, this is what I'm expecting. So this is what I'm going to have. And so that way you get that. But then as you're there, then it kind of starts shifting, or you start going, okay, you know, you start understanding that there's more to it or whatever, you know, it just depends on what you believe. So if you believe it's, you know, there's a golden gate and you're going to, you know, there's Archangel. Who is it that's supposed to be at the gate? I don't remember either. But anyway, the angel's at the gate, then you're going to have that, you know? And
somebody's going to tell us in the chat room, I know, because you asked that and I just went blank.
I'm like,
I can see him. I can see him standing.
So whatever you're expecting, that's what you'll get. And so, and that's why it's fine. You know, that's your heaven. That's your afterlife, whatever you're expecting it to be. If you expect it to be a hell type situation, it will be that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just saying, it's whatever you expect.
Yeah. And I had, just to share real quick, I had a client one time, way, way, way back when I was doing more of the mediumship work, and they said, can you please check in on, I think it was a grandparent or something. And I said, I'm not getting anything. Oh, St. Peter. See?
That's it. You
gotta cat her back. They're awesome. Anyways, I said, I don't get anything. It's just black. And I'm sorry, I can't seem to tune into your loved one. They said, no, you got him. I said, what do you mean? She goes, oh yeah, she believed that she, if she passed before her husband, she would remain in the darkness until, or however they say that, they'd remain in some void until the husband passed to collect them and they'd move on together.
Wow.
So I was like, okay, you can't make that up. When I had no idea that was a belief.
No.
It's like, but what?
Whatever you're expecting, that's where you will go. And,
so, yeah.
And sometimes if it is something like that, then after a little bit, you know, you might kind of get tired of it. You know, it's like, I'm done with this. And as soon as you get to that point, then you're ready to see your guide who will take you to, what it really, you know, whatever it is, you know, so.
Well, and we get kind of caught up with this idea of time because that's what we're experiencing in this reality, but you really don't have that in those other realities. So where we're sitting there going, oh gosh, how long was she in the darkness? Well, you know, for her, it could have been like that.
Exactly. In fact, that's what they usually say. Okay. It just is, it's a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
From one thing to another.
Yeah. So, you know, we could be experiencing years here and they're experiencing moments there.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay.
Just pick one. Pick, like you said, just start picking.
Okay. I like this one. I don't know why. But when I wrote it down yesterday, it just felt like something I needed to know about you. So if you were to be a bird, what bird would you be and why? I love your reactions. Remember, the text message said, do you want me to just write random questions again? And you're like, sure.
Yeah, it did, didn't it?
You didn't learn last time.
I know. Well, what I'm seeing, it's some kind of a big bird. I mean, first I was saying peacock because I really like peacocks. They're so beautiful and colorful. But then
the audience is saying a red bird.
A red bird. Well, interesting. I'm not seeing a red bird. The other thing I'm seeing is like, and I don't even know that I've ever seen one, but it's like, I guess what would be described as a phoenix.
Yes.
So that's interesting. But if you think about it, I mean, if I've seen a picture, they have a similar shape, I think, to a peacock. So I think it's that shape, you know. But a phoenix makes a lot of sense for me right now. So.
Oh, totally. Yeah. You're on fire. Rise it up. That's awesome. Okay.
What bird would you be?
You know, I thought about it as I wrote that question. And one of the birds that I took the most delight out of all summer was the hummingbird.
Oh, yes.
You know, they can dart around anywhere and they're so freaking cute and they play with each other and they're just adorable.
They're adorable, graceful, everything. Huh.
Yeah. And they move so fast.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's got to be the closest thing to a fairy we have.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, I agree.
You know, I know that the dragonflies and butterflies are kind of the same idea, but I think that hummingbird's got the fairy element down. And so I'm going to say a hummingbird.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Flit and flight.
Yeah. Bzz, bzz, bzz. Out of here. Catch me if you can. And then I would do that thing that they do to humans where they show up and then as soon as you go, look up, where'd it go?
Yeah.
And that would be
funny because it's startling because I just come up, I've had some and they just fly. It's like right in front of my face. I'm like, whoa.
And then they're gone just as fast. And then you're like, did that just happen?
Yeah, it's like they're checking you out. You know, I've had bees do that too. And they're like, who are you? What are you? What are you? hello.
We're friends.
Yeah.
I'm a friend. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Okay. I like this one. And this is a Jaden's question.
Okay.
So Jaden asked this question for New Earth. Will people be more intelligent on New Earth?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Right?
I feel like there's more technology. What I'm feeling is more people be more in tune on the new earth. Now, maybe in that process that makes them appear more intelligent because they're just, it's like in tune with things. I am getting, there's more technology, or it's different technology. So,
which was the next question. Will there be a need for technology in the newer?
It's like a mental based thing. So it's stuff like that. So it's, I don't know if that's the mind can work. It's technology that's worked with the mind.
Oh, like an intuitive.
Yeah, so maybe that's where the intuitive comes in there. Yeah.
Yeah, the intuitive. Well, like ships, spaceships, you know, you go
that's
on
true.
Those.
Yeah.
We take our little journeys into the spaceships. Yeah. And if you guys haven't done that, try it. Because
yeah, and that's what they say. They travel on thought. So yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah. I
start learning.
That makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay. So two down.
It's more like, because I think we're intelligent. I think we do have intelligence. It's just we are so scattered and so out of tune and stuff like that we're not, maybe not using it to our fullest potential. And so I think as we get more in tune, then
and if we're forming into like a collective consciousness, then we're tapping into the intelligence of others as well.
Absolutely.
We may have access to information that we didn't before, because we're a little more open that way with the telepathy and the collective energy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's already working. Damn, we're smart.
Exactly.
Okay. Oh my gosh. I love that you guys are putting what bird you would want to be. So we got a raven in here. If you guys want to tell us, what kind of bird would you want?
Yeah, what birds do we have? We had a red bird.
Yeah, we got the red bird. I'm seeing the red bird. Okay.
They probably have time for one more. Make it good.
Okay. Is human life real or a simulation? Are we in avatar bodies?
Yeah, I feel like it's a simulation.
It's, me too.
Yeah.
But it's like this really advanced, you know, used to like these VR sets where you can be this character and you're, you know, they got it so sophisticated. Now you put the suits on and you feel the feelings. Well, how much more advanced is it than to make an organic body to put you in
create an organic body? More.
Yeah.
Very sophisticated.
Yeah. We are like little babies playing with toddler toys right now with the technology we have, and whatever this is that we are in is quite fascinating.
Yeah. I think, you know, they're giving me a glimpse, but it's almost like, there we go back to the concepts again, that the mind can conceive. It's something that's, I mean, we the closest we can do is like to make an analogy like that, but it's like they're trying to go to that, this other level, almost like the computer level, the technology, whatever. It's like this other level that is the brain, my brain anyway, is having a time trying to, it goes so abstract. It's almost, you know, we want that form. So it's almost scary, because it's like, you mean that's what I am? It's like, that's kind of, you know, I want this body. This is how I understand things. So,
right.
And
very cool.
Yeah. So, but yeah.
Okay. Would you want to call it?
It feels like a game. It feels like a simulation. And that's, why do you think we have all these things? Why do you think we have these simulations and these kinds of games? It's trying to show us, it's trying to teach us, you know, get us used to that understanding, because soon we will have more and more understanding of who we really are and what this really is. And so we have to, and this is, people are tapping into it, you know, and that's where they create this. It's just to learn from.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, so.
It's the ultimate video game.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with it?
Yes. See? There it goes back to the minds. What are you going to make your game do? What do you want? Because you can make it do anything. That avatar of yours can do anything.
Yeah.
They do not have limitations. They can do anything, and they can go anywhere. So what do you want to do? What do you, you know, just dream it out.
I am. I'm trying to imagine I'm standing behind you right now.
Yeah. Because remember, we're lucky. We're so lucky.
Full of magic, because magic is real.
Mm-hmm. And, absolutely. We're powerful manifestors. This is what we do. So it's just stepping into who you truly are.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Do you want any more, or is this the show?
This is good. That was fun.
Good. That was good. You did really well. You got a score of 103.
Yay! Well, positive. Yay! Woo! Because I'm so lucky.
Over 100.
And you're full of chocolate.
I am. Would anybody else like a chocolate? Look at these. Look at those babies.
I know what.
Name off that wrapper.
Name off what kinds they are, and let them pick what kind of chocolate, one you need to eat next.
I don't have a thing that tells me what kind they are. I'm going to have to take a bite out of each one. I'm okay with that.
You had one of those white ones yet?
No.
I think you need to eat one of those.
How about that one?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. More caramel and goodness in there? Ooh. Yeah, that was a good choice.
You were going to be so buzzing.
You are really enjoying this one, Julia. Hmm. I am so glad to be able to accommodate you. Now tune in.
Mm-hmm. Anytime. Well, Tracy, before we head off, how can people find you?
You guys come find me over at tracymahan.com or over on qhhtofficial.com under practitioner, find a practitioner. I'm there as well.
There you
Julia,
go. Yes.
How do people find you with Soul Speak?
Oh, well, you can go to juliacannon.com and you'll be able to, right now that webpage is a sales page for my course, for my online course for Soul Speak. So go there and you can learn all about it. And if you want to join me in my classes, I welcome you.
You got to have one of these if you don't already have one.
Yeah, Soul Speak. Absolutely. Yeah. So Soul Speak, the language of your body, really, really cool to start understanding yourself. Also, if you want to, I'm one of Dolores Cannon's daughters, and she, I'm carrying on her hypnosis method, QHHT. And so we have our website where we have our online classes for that. So that's QHHTofficial.com. And that's what Tracy was talking about. If we have anybody new that is not aware of that. So she's like, you can find her there as a practitioner. And Tracy, you are in Oregon.
I'm in Oregon.
Yeah, so if anybody would like to
find me,
session, find you. So yes. Anyway, so go there, go to the courses. If you're are you on the homepage, or go to courses, you can find the level one online course. And then we have all kinds of things for you. We love you. We want to help you to discover who you are. And if you like helping other people, then these are things that you can do. I mean, QHHT. Being a QHHT practitioner is just a fantastic way of helping others.
You know, I had somebody ask me the other day, do I need any other training?
No, you do not. You do not, because what we found is, everything you need to know is learned in the course. You don't have to have a background in hypnosis or anything. We just what we look for is the passion factor. It's like if you are someone that wants to help people, that to us is, what we're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. Be like me, have bruises all over your body where you're pinching yourself going, is this life real? Am I really doing this?
Yeah, you really can live your passion, and do what you really love to do. And if that's it, that avenue is here for you.
Yeah. Very exciting. Mm-hmm. Love it. I love you. Thank you for
having
me. Thank you for
picking me. I love all of you. Keep us your chocolate.
Dave and Diana.
Absolutely. Anyway, love you all. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next week.
All right. Bye-bye.